This is KTOO Juno. You are listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Danny Bartholomew, here with Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, here with Arts Up.
My goodness, it's up this year.
We're coming up on a first Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Jack Block Party, Underpants.
Everything. Symphony, ballroom, crime tour, walking tours. I mean, there's everything. Okay, first Friday. You can do the Underpants tonight, by the way.
You can?
You could, yes. And it might be something that you would consider. Underpants has only got this weekend and the next.
No.
And it's really fun. It's light, gossamer, hilarious fun. So you should definitely go see this.
And I heard the Jackson, Ben Brown, is
He is there as a redhead.
As a redhead.
Yeah.
Quite the do.
Yeah, he looks great in red. And there's also a film screening out at the university at the Egan Lecture Hall of The Most Dangerous Year. There's walking tours, et cetera. But let's get to the first Friday thing.
Yeah, you guys have your block parties are
the
kicking
summer,
off.
Yeah, it's like happening. So first thing you want to do is come to the Arts Council and get your little map because this is a big first Friday. There's shows all the way from Copa over by the bridge to downtown and everywhere. But you come to us. Our show is every other year juried art show, and it's a beautiful show. It's very unusual. Dan DeRue came up and did the jurying for it. I believe there's 26 artists. Don't quote me on that, but it's really a wonderful show.
Are there any standout pieces you're really excited about?
Yes, there's several of them. Mum's the word. I don't want to say anything. I mean, you know, they're all, it's interesting because there's a lot of contemporary looks. Modern, and it's very different. So do come there and then get your map. And there's places, like I said, for all the way over from down by Copa over to like Kindred Post has some fun stuff going on. The breweries all have things going on. Northwind Architects has some things going on. So lots of things. Annie Kales. And have you been to the new Annie Kales store?
I haven't.
So this is your opportunity. Yeah, they've moved up. And so it's a very lots of good things. This could be a beautiful evening. So you do that, and then you come back at 5:30 for the block party at the Jack, which we're going to have the Juno Big Band performing. They'll be dancing. There's about 8 or 9 booths of different vendors going to be there. We have a beer garden. Out in the parking lot, you may have noticed that there's a blue Connex out in our parking lot, and there is the Forno Rosso pizza food truck. The Blue Connex is Salmon Sisters, and they're opening up softly on First Friday, and I believe I heard a rumor that Annie B is going to be playing in the parking lot.
I also heard that rumor. Can validate it. Might be some banjo music happening if I don't get drowned out by the big band.
Well, they'll be
fabulous.
Indoors and you'll be outdoors. So there's just a whole heck of a lot happening in that. I mean, we also have Bun Daddy and Pucker Wilson and heck, maybe I'll bring some. There's cornhole and all the other game sorts to play. So there's all of that going on. there's a kids camp that's on Friday from 10 in the morning that's being taught. You know, if you need details like how to register, go to our website or your website, ktoo.org or jahc.org, and get all the phone numbers and things like that. The quilt show is going to be up for the weekend. That's happening at Centennial Hall. There's wonderful music at the Alaskan Hotel. There's wonderful music down at Pier 49, in addition to all the wonderful music that we're having. At the State Museum, they're focusing on salmon cans, which I think are wonderful art pieces. You should see these.
I love the labels.
Yeah. And they're doing a little talk about them. Let's see. Like we mentioned, Underpants, the Juno Dipstick annual show is on Saturday morning from 10 to 4 out at the Mendenhall Auto. It's always fun to see cars. And they all come out with all their cool cars. It's fun. There's a second Saturday market at the airport shopping mall. There's handcrafts at the Mendenhall Mall. There is this true crime Capitol Killers walking tours that the City Museum is doing from 1 to 3:30. It's going to tour famous murder sites in the capital city. It is suggested that this is suitable for adults and mature teens.
Ooh.
Space is limited. You should call the museum and get your reservations if you'd like to do it. Of course, it's the symphony weekend. They're doing Boston Pops, 8 p.m. on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday. the hour before, they do a little chat so you can hear about things. Let's see what else. Pickleball. We're doing pickleball over at the Jack on Mondays and Tuesdays. Became so popular that people want to do it. It's $5 a person. You can come and get a 10 pass thing for $45 if you want to just make pickleball part of your deal. Yeah, it's fun.
And pickleball, that's
it's this fun game where it's sort of like a little bit between handball, badminton, ping pong, but it's played on a big with nets and balls and
paddles. Make it a comeback.
Yeah, here it is. And there's, anyway, so many other things to do. You should just go onto the websites and get the whole thing. It's summer started. We're rocking and rolling.
Well, okay. Thanks so much for coming on, Nancy DeCherney.
Well, hope to see you tomorrow.
Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. This is KTOO Juno Afternoon. I've been your host, Annie Bartholomew. Tomorrow, Andy Klein hosts. This Friday, Devil's Club Brewing Company will share the secrets of their new beer cheese for Foodie Friday. Comedian Corn Hughes Scandies will tell us about the Roast of Juno. A representative from the Department of Transportation will be here to discuss the Egan Drive 10th to Main project, and we'll hear the new Curious Juno. That's Juno Afternoon, tomorrow, 3 o'clock on KTOO, 104.3 FM, or juno.org. Repeated at 4 o'clock on KRNN, 102.7 FM, or krnn.org. It's partly cloudy and 62 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow in the forecast, partly sunny with a high near 61, and mostly cloudy Friday night. Thanks so much for listening. I've been your host, Annie Bartholomew. This is KTOO Juno.